Question: what's the difference between following the rules and following Jesus? Why is it that we can't even seem to obey the road rules, and yet following Jesus changes everything? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Throughout human history, people have sought to overcome evil, both the evil perpetrated by others and the evil that inevitably rises up out of the darker recesses of our own hearts. And pretty much throughout history, they've failed. Hey, we've tried all sorts of things, different forms of government from tyranny to democracy, different economic orders from communism to capitalism, even a bunch of religions, including Christianity. None of them have worked. And there's a reason for that. None of them were ever meant to. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. He made us able to be his servants of a new agreement from himself to his people. It's not an agreement of written laws, but it's of his spirit. The written law brings death, but the spirit gives life. In other words, laws just won't do it. They'll only bring failure, death. But the spirit, God, the Holy Spirit, gives life. That's why stale, legalistic religion has never given freedom and life, and what's more, never will. As pop star Bono of U2 put it, religion is what you're left with after the Holy Spirit's left the building. The power in what God's done is that he sent Jesus to die to pay for our sin, to rise again to give us a new life, and his Holy Spirit to breathe his life into us in a way that following the rules can never do. The law brings death, but the Spirit gives life. That's God's word, fresh for you today. God means for you to live in victory over your sin and over your circumstances. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.